In Christ's overcoming power, May 30th. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So long as we are in the world, we shall meet with adverse influences. There will be provocations to test the temper, and it is by meeting these in a right spirit that the Christian graces are developed. If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year we shall conquer self, and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus, resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each one has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful, unless we become co-workers with Him. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. True happiness will be the result of every self-denial, every crucifixion of self. One victory won, the next is more easily gained. God wants all to be saved. Man has light and opportunities, and if he will improve them, he may overcome. When a man is earnestly engaged day by day in overcoming the defects in his character, he is cherishing Christ in his soul temple, the light of Christ is in him. Under the bright beams of the light of Christ's countenance, his entire being becomes elevated and ennobled. He has the peace of heaven in his soul.